Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast, and in other countries, it's probably something 03. Hello, guys, and welcome to another edition of the PMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. This is, May 27th, 2023. Want to make sure I put in that date for the archives, 5/27/2023, and we got a couple of topics we're going to talk about, but this is the weekend for a celebration, Memorial Day weekend. Now, Memorial Day is not until Monday, but you know, we get started like last Monday. People get started, they start shopping, getting ready for the barbecues, getting ready for the events, going to events. A lot of great concerts that are going on this weekend. Celebration for Memorial Day. But the question is, do we really think about what the day is about and the meaning of it? I'm just going to be honest, I don't think so. I think most folks don't really think about what the day means. The day is Monday. That's where it was set in our calendars to celebrate the ones that have sacrificed their lives through all the wars we've had or we've participated in for decades and decades. So I don't think folks really understand the meaning of Memorial Day. Veterans Day, different story. Memorial Day, people get it confused. But I just want to say for all those that served the country, that lost their lives, and to the families who lost their loved ones, I appreciate you, and I love you. And I hope at some point people will really celebrate and give a moment of silence, as they say, to the ones that are gone. Okay? All right. So with that being said, today we're going to actually do a special show because we may not be on the whole 2 hours. We're going to do a special show because, as you all know, a legendary icon left us this week. Wow. I mean, what can you say about a woman who, not just her music, but her life impacted many of us. Her whole life really had a major impact on a lot of us. If you were a fan of Tina Turner, if you ever saw her live and perform, one of the most electrifying recording artists in music history. We talk about a lot of different artists, but Tina Turner. I'm not doing that just for the show. I'm saying that, well, wow, because I think back to when the first time I saw her, I can Tina Turner review. I was like, okay, they're doing the rock and roll thing. And they really did. They had a full band. The choreography was down pat. The Ikeettes were just on point. Everybody knew what to do. It was just so awesome. I'm looking to see if a couple of my co-hosts will be able to chime in. And I know it is holiday weekend. I know that many of them are probably doing certain things. But I made it a point. I said, you know what? I have to do this. I have to play some of the greatest amazing hits by this icon. You know, because that's me. I'm a music lover, and I'm a person who just has to respect on my show or our show. I have to give tribute and respect to people like this. I can't wait a week every Saturday that we're on. And I do see the lady of the house is here. I'm going to open up your mic in a second. Let me go ahead and click you on because we're probably not going to do a whole 2 hours. If you have time, I want you all to listen to some of these great classics and a little bit of the story of Tina Turner. So without further ado, let me go ahead and open the mic to the one, the only, Janet Pollock Hawkins. Davis. Happy Saturday and Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Saturday and Memorial Day weekend to you, Michael.
Well, thank you.
I'm a little bit late. But
no
here,
problem.
Better
no
late
problem.
Than never.
Gave me a chance to let folks know what we're going to do because, you know, many shows probably will not be airing. I already know some shows that have already said that they're going to do rebroadcasts. But you know me, I'm like, hey, we got to do something, you know. And so, you know, I was going to play another great class, which I'm still going to do, and talk about those songs and everything. And if you listen to some of those songs, it's amazing because it's so much into the relationship and the life that she dealt with. If you really listen to the lyrics, right?
Right.
Yeah. So far, how's your day been?
Oh, busy, very busy. But like I say, I'm here. Yeah. So who else is here? Just me?
Just you right now. I don't know if anybody else is going to show up. You know, and I'm not expecting a bunch of folks.
You know, it's a holiday.
I know, and that's how come I said, you know what, I'm still going to do the show. Okay, I see another number pop up. You know, so we'll see. We will see. Because, again, as I said, Memorial Day is celebrated on what, Monday? But we decide to do the whole weekend. And that's cool. You know, get off on Friday, lit it up, oh, yeah, Friday night. Oh, it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to party all weekend long. No, you're not. But some of y'all, you're not going to party Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Some of y'all got a job. You got to go to work, you know. Some of y'all. But you know who can really speak on that? And I know he has something to say about it.
Well, a lot of people go out of town.
Well, that's true. They go out of town, and it's like, go visit family, and this and that, and be like, damn, I should have stayed home. So, now, that happens sometimes. I'm just joking. But anyway, let me hold the mic to the one and only from California, L.A., Mr. Tymon Michael. There you go. There you go again. Michael, you open up a can of worms. Shit.
Tymon.
What's going on, people? I'm sitting there clearing my ears out. You know, Donna, Janet, when we get older, your ears get clogged.
Yes.
You can't hear nothing. So I was sitting there trying to hear Mike while I tried to clear my ears out. How y'all doing?
Now, are you using a Q-tip swab? Or are you using a Q-tip swab?
No,
are you using
No. I use the earwax stuff. It's the clear canal.
Okay.
Got to put it in.
Okay, because, you know, they got all kinds of stuff on the market now. They got they say don't use a Q-tip swab because it keeps pushing the wax down, right? Then they got the one that you put the drops in. Now they got one where it squirts into your ear to actually rinse it out. Which one you have?
Yeah. I have the, I got one that you put the drops in, and then the drops, it sits in for 10 minutes, and then you shoot the stuff up in your ear, clean it out. But I also got the thing that you twist in your ear, too. So it's
okay.
Both.
Okay. So you have both. Okay. You know
yeah,
we gotta all think about that. Yeah, we all gotta think about that,
kit.
You know, because that wax in there. I'm sorry?
It's a kit. They have a kit that is called an earwax kit.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it at CVS.
Okay.
So, yeah,
cool. Now, I mean, the thing is this. Now, okay, I know y'all going to say, Michael, what the hell you thinking? Now, I can see that because, yeah, you want to get the wax out of your ears, you know what I mean? So your hearing's better and this and the other. What about the other kits that they have for men? Women have a bunch of kits, but what about that man groom thing? You know what I'm saying? That downstairs. Janet, what about that man grooming thing? Janet, put your fingers in your ear. Yeah, that whole man grooming thing for the men downstairs. Is that really necessary?
You know, where is Officer Crenshaw when you need him?
I wasn't asking you. I'm sorry. I should have asked Janet that. But, you know, I mean, when you look at all these type of products that are out here now, you know, I can see the ear thing, but all this other stuff that we never knew about that they're introducing, right? And people are buying it up. Am I right or wrong? Because you're supposed to look a certain way.
No, but for a long time, men grooming is like people learning about, I said to a guy the other day, so how do you understand things about women and sex? I said it's called reading a book. The knowledge is out there, and people won't read because we've made everything so taboo. Yes, men do groom. Yes, men do have grooming. That stuff is not old. It's men calling it, oh, alpha males don't do this, and you're a simp if you do this, and you know, everybody's
and
got
and women
judgment.
Don't want a man who don't groom.
Hold on,
the first thing
hold on, Janet. Hold on, Janet. I want him to finish out, and then I'm going to let you go ahead and chime in. I'm not going to interrupt you, but go ahead and finish what you're saying.
And she's right. You know, a lot of women don't. I mean, because it's the same thing. Men want women that have good upkeep, and women want men that have good upkeep. Because my mother was all about hygiene, and she would tell my sisters, and it blew me away for a long time, like, girl, make sure you wash your bird. And I was like, damn, they went and got another bird. What is going on in there, bird? Mama, how come we don't have no bird? Shut up, boy.
You didn't know nothing about
it. I was like, I didn't know. I said, Mama, is it a parrot or a paraclete?
You on the front porch looking for this bird cage, huh?
I've been looking for these birds. And all my sisters had these birds, right? I said, hey. Mama told me, I said, where your bird at? Mama just told you to clean your bird up. You better clean it before you leave. Shut up, fool. You don't know. I didn't know for years that they was talking about, you know, the other day. Called it a bird.
Right.
And she would call my brother.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, they just called. They gave it all kinds of stuff because we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
My mother called it nice nasty. Nice,
nasty. I've never heard that term, nice, nasty. Clean your nice, nasty. What's so nice?
Mike is right up there with dumb and two left shoes, okay? Yeah, that's it. That boy is dumb. Yeah, he's right up there with that.
All right, so. Before we get way off of topic, you were cleaning your ears, and we got to talk about nice nasty. But Janet has something to say. Go ahead, Janet.
Yes, thank you. In my day, we called it kitty cat.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah, for cleaning.
Yep.
And women really do, and men too. So a good man want a woman that's a clean woman. And the first thing you're going to look at is the hands and the feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all and the way a person dressed, because if they're not they don't know any better and they be looking like a striped shirt and plaid pants, you can keep on trucking.
Now hold on now. Plaid pants was a style. It was
not
a style.
With a striped shirt.
But okay. So when you talk about feet, you being the woman that's on the board, I'm sure a couple of other women are going to drop by momentarily. Some do drop by. I'm going to see if they can respond. They always listen to the show. They just don't want to talk. But anyway, what is it about a men's shoes that if his shoes look a certain way, if they look great, fine. They look old. Mm-mm. And also the size of men's shoes, allegedly.
No. That's not true.
No, I'm saying that some individuals do try to use that. We've heard that before, right? Timing, you've heard it before.
Yeah, but it's not true to say that if you look at a man's foot, that's the size of something else, but that's not true.
His penis, right. We can say penis.
Because I've been fooled with that.
So were you looking at his shoe? I mean, did one of your girlfriends say, girl, if he has a size 12, he's going to be awesome.
It was like a shoe size 10 and a half, but something else was like a 13.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, wait a minute. She don't flip the slip on that one. It was more than what what his personal thing was, more than what his shoe size is, what you're telling me?
Heck yeah. Make you run. I'm serious.
Timing, you might want to put this into your comedy. Because I've never heard that. Because the shoe size didn't fit the personal size, right? The personal size was less than the shoe size. Janet just said that his shoe size was less than his personal size.
Yes, indeed.
Am I correct?
I can only speak for me and Chocolate Thunder. I don't know anything else about them other cats, but hey, I have to worry about that. I'm going to leave that alone.
Lord have mercy. I've never heard that before, but that's interesting.
This is a true story. I didn't tell the whole story, but I'm telling you, it's true.
No. I want a true story. The thing is that we can revisit it on another topic because here's the thing.
It's a long story.
That has always been said that a man's personal size that women can look at based on his shoe size. That's always been said. Timon, would you agree?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Janet just said that. But Janet just said that his personal size was much larger than his shoe size. Okay. I've never heard that.
Enough to scare you. I'm serious.
Okay. Okay. We will have to have that conversation, that topic. We'll have to have that topic, and I'm going to invite a bunch of women on.
There's going to be a lot of women that agree that you can't go by that.
Okay. We definitely got to do that. Okay. So I'm trying to.
Hey, Mike, I'm still laughing at that one. Mike.
Go ahead, sir.
That's not Mike's problem anyway. What women find out is if he don't know what he's doing, then that's his problem.
That's right. We don't need
it
a
man
bag.
Hey, you know, if he don't know how to start, then he ain't going to finish.
You got that right, Tommy.
If he don't know how to start. Well, I think he's going to be finished in a very small amount of time because she's going to be like, let me up. She's going to say, let me up.
Is that it?
One of the two, right? Wow.
Yeah. They, especially the independent woman today. They gonna
change.
Oh tell
Lord.
You. Yeah.
Well, the independent woman, today has a schedule. What I'm saying, the independent woman has a schedule. You know, she's got her own business. She'd be like, okay, I got time for you. Let's get this over with. If you don't meet her schedule, sorry.
You know what? Unless it's a gold digger, somebody who's just trying to get a sugar daddy, they'll say, ooh, I everything, you know? But it's not
and
true.
Get over with. That's a good point.
And hey, Mike, most of them don't know what they want anyway, male or female. They don't know what they want. They don't know how to communicate. I said to my girlfriend, I said, the best thing we could do is in this room, leave your ego at the door and let us talk. And we can both be pleased. Or we can go in here with ego and one of us going, we going to be unhappy. And we've been happy ever since. Because you got to go in there, you know, you got to know what you like and what you don't like. And you got to be able to say, if you can talk that out, boy, you go a long way.
Amen.
Right. You're on point.
But so many people don't want you to tell them nothing, you know, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit there, you know. And I've had my girl, she said, ain't nobody ever asked me that. Oh! Mm-hmm. You've been going out with Pookie.
All right, man.
You've been going out with Pookie. Said, where you get the knowledge? I had a young kid ask me, said, where you get the knowledge from? It's called book.
Mm-hmm.
Read. Talk to a go and talk to a sexual therapist. Talk
Amen.
To anybody that can help you. That's what it's there. Use your resources and you will enjoy.
That's right.
If not,
there's a lot of good books out there. But
yes,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a lot of good books out there. But if you care about somebody and you tell them that there's something wrong and how to correct that situation and they don't want to listen, then you need to move on.
Yep.
Well, that's no other choice. There's no other choice, right? Because once that person makes their decision, okay, and of course, as you just said, you got to move on. There's someone that might want to work with it, some people who don't want to work with it, you know. And that's just a fact of life because, you know, there's so many folks who can't deal with it, but there are folks out there that can. All right, so going back to what we're going to do on the show today is, you know, actually I thought about not doing the show because it is holiday weekend, but I thought it would be interesting because we have to talk about what is this weekend about? You know, as I said earlier, it's
mm-hmm.
Memorial Day weekend and everybody is celebrating, but do they know what they're celebrating? I mean,
wow.
I'm talking about young folks, you know, do they know what they're celebrating? All they know is that Memorial Day weekend, oh, wow, I'm going to be off. Memorial Day is on Monday, by the way. It's not Friday. It's not Saturday. It's not Sunday. But we celebrate the whole weekend. Now, according to the situation of what I'm saying is that where you know, most of our holidays, if not all, other than New Year's, are holidays that were set up in order for us to have a three-day weekend. The actual
mm-hmm.
dates are not correct. You all know that. Okay? Lincoln's birthday is not actually, or whoever, you know, those dates are not really correct. We've been programmed on a calendar, so we have 3 days off. There's no way in hell all these dates happen on a Monday. Am I right or wrong? Am I right,
right.
or wrong? All these dates of these historical times did not happen on a Monday, but we have been convinced celebrated on the Monday.
I don't know if it's
now,
if the holiday falls on the weekend, the job normally gives you Monday off because the job fell on the weekend. Or if it falls on a Friday, so you'll be Friday off.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a job and the actual date is on Monday and you're scheduled to work on Monday, your ass better be at work. Okay.
Not all
there's only two holidays that I know of that you definitely get off. It's Christmas. Well, I should say one. It's Christmas from major corporations, and recently more so
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving. Right, Thanksgiving. Actually, some companies would give their employees Easter off. That changed. So let me go across, you know, the board with you guys. I mean, what's your thoughts about this holiday? Because this is Memorial Day, remembrance of the individuals who fought in the wars and protected our country. Veterans Day is a different thing. Honoring the veterans that are still here and still the ones who have passed, right? But memorial,
right.
From my understanding, is a memorial to the ones who sacrificed their lives, you know, and that's what we're supposed to be doing on Monday. But, you know, on Monday. But we celebrate the whole weekend. What is your thoughts on that, Jen?
Well, like I said just a few minutes ago, a lot of the holidays are because if it falls on the weekend, a lot of regular jobs will let the employee, especially if it's a federal employee or somebody working for the government, they get that mm-hmm. day off. You know, it's either a Friday or a Monday if it falls on the mm-hmm. weekend. And that's just a given, you know. Mm-hmm. I know the job I worked at did that. But the holiday is, like you said, it's the last Monday in May. It's usually the last day of May, whatever that day falls on. You know, and it is mm-hmm. to honor the military. Personnel,
right.
The people who have died, you know, and fought in wars and things. So
right.
A lot of people don't even think of that holiday as being paying tribute to the fallen soldiers.
Correct. All right, so can I move forward to timing? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, you mean the celebration of holidays? Or just
no,
memorial?
The celebration of, well, no, I'm saying the celebration of Memorial Day, because this is Memorial Day weekend. You can add in all the other ones, but the thing is that where we, not we, but in general, Mondays are those celebration dates, but we spend or we make it where we have a reason to celebrate the whole weekend,
mm-hmm.
right? From Friday through Monday, people who work jobs and everything, okay? I mean, we pick a day.
Well, I can say
Monday
for me, Mike, I know working in probation and I work nights. So my day, mm-hmm. my regular days, I work Sunday through Thursday. So we never really, I mean, if you happen that your off day fell on that holiday, then that was your day off. Okay? Other
okay,
than that, we never closed. Yeah, we never closed. It didn't matter what holiday it was. We were always open 24/7. And
right.
Now, if you've got that day off, you know, if you happen to you know, ask for that holiday off and you got it, then yeah. Or you got off the date, like, you know, to get a 3-day weekend, you know, if like what is Memorial Day is what? The 29th. See what I would do Saturday, you know, I'd say I wouldn't have to go to work till the 29th of if I was coming back to work, you know, on that holiday, I wouldn't have to be at work till 10 o'clock, so I really wouldn't take that day off. I just go
okay.
in, I mean, because ain't nothing happening after 10 anyway, you know. And so
okay.
if it's a Monday,
so
then I already had Friday and Saturday, and you going in Sunday, you know, even though it's a holiday.
Right.
Now the problem
right.
with that also,
but
though,
I follow
people,
what you're saying. I follow
you
got to
get
saying.
Relieved. So if you get relieved, if somebody didn't come in relieve you, you could be stuck. That's the problem with
but I follow what you're
job.
Saying. I follow what you're saying, bro. I follow what you're saying. But here's the thing. Maybe I did not make that clear enough. Whenever there's certain holidays, like, of course, Christmas, Thanksgiving, that's a family thing, right? But when you come to Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, those kind of holidays, people think about barbecue, grill. Yes, let's have a party. Follow what I'm saying? That's what people do. People
right,
think that 4th of July. Hold on. When it comes to certain holidays, because see, President Day, you don't see nobody running to the store buying a bunch of ribs and ready to. I'm celebrating President's Day. No, the only three that people look at celebrating and think that they should have time off and celebrate with family and friends and everything is the 4th of July, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. Those are the top three. So the point I'm trying to say, or what I'm trying to ask, is that where when we know that 4th of July is going to fall on the 4th, regardless. You can't change that to a Monday. So Veterans Day and Memorial Day is always on a Monday. Depending on your schedule, on your job, you could put in for time off.
What about Labor Day?
What you got to also look at, it's just a day. You see, a lot of people who celebrate a lot of holidays and whatnot, and they get caught up in that. A lot of times, though, there are certain people that look at those days as just regular days because that's just the way they're wired. I mean, I got to the point that I didn't even, you know, Christmas was a regular day. Thanksgiving was a regular day because I always worked them anyway.
Same way.
So you guys, you know, some people, I'm not mad at them. If you have that, if that's your thing, and like a bank is closed, the banks are closed on a lot of, you know, they closed on President's Day and Veterans Day, and
the banks
not
are going to be closed this coming Monday. The banks are going to be closed this coming Monday. You know, and
right.
Things
so
that we're
closed on Memorial Day.
No, go ahead.
No, but so if you close on all these, I mean, you know, it just depends on the people and you know, what that day means to you. Because to some people, it's just a regular day. Even if they were in the military, they still going to look, some of them just look at it as a regular day. Some people didn't go into the military just to serve. They went into the military because either they were, you know, they got something out of it. You know, the military at one time, you know, they offered you certain loans to go to school, or it wasn't just about fighting for the country. They wanted that extra money to be able to pay for their schooling or some. You know, they got something out of it. You know, they didn't know what they wanted to do with their life.
So can I make a comment real quick? And then I'm going to go ahead and throw the ball into Janet's court because I know she has something to say about it. But that's my point, is that when we have our calendars tell us these are the days for us to celebrate these events, normally on Monday. You just said, okay, when it comes to, you know, certain holidays, some things will shut down, some things will not. Nothing really completely shuts down on a holiday. That's definitely a fact. But when you're looking at these military things, like Janet just said, Labor Day, she said Labor Day. We got Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Labor Day. All of them fall on a Monday. The calendar was set up for us to be programmed to celebrate these days on that Monday. Now, here's what happened, what you just said. The banks will shut down. You can't get your money for a period of time. Yeah, we have it, but we're going to take some time off, and, you know, you have to wait a day later or so for that transaction to go through where you get your money, right? That's your money. But that's for the banks and government. That's for the government employees, not for everyday employees. Right? So the government employees are giving a day off. They don't have to work. Your transactions come to a halt. You have to wait until they come back to work to process, you know, your transactions and everything. Is that really a holiday in a sense? Or is that just a holiday for the government? Because
you
and I are not off. The point I'm going to let you go ahead and respond. The point I'm saying is that where many stores are going to still be open, many businesses are going to still be doing things, transactions and everything. It's a government holiday. It's not a holiday for everyday people, per se. It's not. It's a government holiday at this point. Do you agree or disagree with me?
I disagree.
Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, if you know it's going to be the holiday, you prepare yourself for that holiday.
If you know the banks is going to be closed because they give you enough notice, then you make sure whatever money transactions you got to do, you do ahead of time. But there's always a teller machine, ATM, so it's not like you can't access your money or you can't make any transactions, you know.
Again, I'll say this. Okay, I understand what you just said. You can do this in advance, but it is still a government holiday. It's still
like,
a bank holiday.
I let you, okay,
and I want you to still respond. The thing is, what I'm saying is this. It's still a government holiday. The government shuts down on many levels, okay? But the thing is that we're still, and again, and I heard what you said, but it's like, you could go ahead and be prepared in advance for a government holiday.
It's not a government holiday. It's anybody who wanted to be a holiday,
if the government shuts down, so if you're telling me that the post office doesn't run mail, you're telling me that, whatever check that you get in the mail, and everything, it's not a government holiday when all government employees or even individuals who are not government employees, which is the post office is not technically a government employee, but they're not going to deliver your mail. You're not, I mean, you're telling me that.
But I got those days off.
No. Janet. Do you see a mailman coming to your post office box on the holiday? No.
Michael, they got the day off, just like I got the day off, and I wasn't a government employee. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's all I'm saying. It's a government holiday. Are you not understanding what I'm saying? It's a government holiday.
No, are you not understanding what I'm saying? Because I wasn't government, and I had that holiday off.
Hmm. I mean, what's your thoughts about that?
Mike, there are a lot of people. We are a consumer-driven society, Mike. Okay,
right.
Nothing stops.
Well, no, all I want to ask you, sir, is that am I right or wrong about if a government is it a government holiday or not?
Mike, we understand it was federal. If it's federal, it's government. Okay, especially when it's a national holiday. So Memorial Day, Labor Day, it is national. You can call it government. Every state
national, right,
is going to celebrate it. But
the government is the one that decided to make it a national holiday.
Right.
Right or wrong. Okay.
Yes.
My point taken.
It was
my
voted
point
by
taken.
The people.
Huh?
Okay.
But, Mike, what she's saying is everybody's going to get that day off. Some people are not. Grocery stores are not going to get that day off unless it's their regular day off on Monday. Okay? Because we are a consumer-driven society. So we must buy. We must spend. So even though that's a government holiday, we don't shut down our society. Bars will be open. People are going to buy booze. Everything keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your government facilities, your banks, your mail is not going to happen. And some stores close up early. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a national holiday.
That's right.
And you can call it a government holiday if you want to. Because it's represented all the way around. But guess what? Everybody is not closed. They are still open, even though it's a holiday. You can call it a government, national, whatever you want. It's going to be the deal.
Okay. That's all I want to hear, just you guys' point of views on that. So point taken. Appreciate that. All right, so mm-hmm. with that being said, the time is now 6:45 p.m., and you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gaze Show on the TMGN Network. Happy holiday to all of you. Memorial holiday to all of you. Almost said veterans. But, you know, I almost didn't want to do this show, or I almost didn't do it. I was going to do a rebroadcast, but I'm glad that we did. What we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to share our tribute to an icon, a legend. Wow. There's so much I'm sure all of us can talk about. You know, it's saddening to hear, but wow, it's just amazing when you really appreciate what this woman did for the music industry. I mean, totally for the music industry. This woman, growing up, I was like, wow. I remember seeing her on the Midnight Special, I Can Tina Turner Review, and the energy that she put on that stage. And from that point on, she continued to show that energy. I'm sorry, that energy. And we're going to come back and talk about it. Trust me, guys. We'll be right back. You listen to the TMGS.
Labor Day.
welcome back to TMGS. That is Anime Bullet, a.k.a. Tina Turner, Nutbush, City Limits. Hey, you guys. Wow. We got a lot to talk about here. Unfortunately, we lost the queen of rock and roll, and not just my opinion, but many other artists have called her that. 83 years old, I believe. 83 years old. The sexiest legs in music always has been. Her story had been shared through a movie called What's Love Got to Do With It. Many artists that we have lost never saw their stories on the screen, but this woman saw hers. And Angela Bassett, of course, played the role. Awesome performance. So I want to go ahead and just reach out to each and every one of you, because I have more songs, and I want to share in our tribute. Janet, what's your thought about Tina Turner back when you first heard her performing? And if you want to share, as far as she progressed further on into the music industry, just to do what she's done.
Well, to tell you the truth, at first I did not like Tina Turner. And until I saw her story, I knew when she had when you have like a concert, well, she appeared on TV and Mick Jagger was with her and stuff like that. And I thought that was pretty good. But when Tina first came out, I really didn't like Tina Turner. I liked her after she left ICE. You know, her music changed. And to me, I feel like she became a better artist after she left him. Because he was controlling her. She wasn't free to do her music the way she wanted to do it until after she left him. And I think that was the best thing she could have done.
Okay. Chiming, because your thoughts, bro. Tom, are you there?
What's that?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's your response as far as Tina Turner?
I would say that she used to play. I've always liked her. Her music and everything, and even when she was with Ike, you know, Ike was a great writer, and the problem was that Ike was very insecure, and he couldn't deal with the fact that Tina was getting all that attention, and he was very jealous, and here it was. I mean, he was a talented man, great musician, he was a great scorer of music, great writer of music, but she was out front and they wanted to talk to her, and he couldn't handle that, and he felt like she was getting all the attention. So what did he do? Like most men, who especially in that time period, lashed out and abused the woman. They knew she had talent, and like Janet said, once she got away and rebuilt her courage and got over through her insecurities, I thought that she got exposed to so much more, as Janet was saying.
Right.
Because let me tell you, that was that crossover appeal. Or you can say that white boy really got into her. See, the legs and the skirts and the whatnot, and they ain't seen nobody move like that. And she has a church background. So, yes, she was, she was an amazing woman.
And then she, you know, she had her kids, you know, I think, how many times was she married? Two or just to Ike? I don't know. I know the she married the white cat once she got away from Ike, but she had some sons. I think she's got one or two sons. One of them probably passed away.
Right. Well, didn't she have a son? She had two sons with Ike.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. But I just feel like she was stifled because, like Timon said, he didn't want her to get the accolades when everybody was just crazy about the way she sung and danced, and you know, and he tried to stifle her. And no matter, you know, that movie really enlightened a lot of people because they didn't know all the stuff that she went through.
Here's something I found out interesting is that where I forgot about this, but I knew about it. You know, she tried to commit suicide at one point. And if you look it up, you look at it, and there's a total interview where she said she opened up her eyes and realized, damn it, I'm still here. She actually tried to take her life. Hold on. Let me finish. I'll let you chime in.
Pause in there, Mike. Stop with the long pauses.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Well, I take a breath, sir.
That's
do
a
that.
Long breath.
Okay. So stop over talking to me. Let me finish. I found that very interesting when I looked at the interview when she said she took a handful of pills, and she said, and all of a sudden, I open up my eyes and I'm still here. That has to be something that has to be very amazing in her life emotionally, because the fact that it wasn't time for her to go. Do you all agree? Now I'm done talking. Trust me, when I'm speaking, I will take a pause.
Oh, listen. I think the best thing, you said that was enlightening, okay, but I actually think, like, in the movie, when she was beat up, busted lip, black eyes, bloody, and she goes and she didn't have no money, no nothing, and she asked the hotel person, could she get a room, and she promised to pay him back. I thought
that was awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. But then again, that was a movie, and you're right.
But
it's based on
that was real life. That's what happened in her
life.
No.
I understand what you're sharing. What I'm telling you is that where I looked at her actually talking about the time she actually tried to kill herself. I'm looking at the actual video interview where she said, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know, just share the fact of the movie is the movie, and it's a great movie. But I'm looking at
her life
story. Her actual interview when she actually says that, yes, she did try to overdose. She actually says this. It's not someone saying it. It's her saying, yes, she took pills. She admits this, and that's amazing when you hear that, and you're looking at the actual video. And she said, and you know what? She said, and I wake up and realize, hell, I'm still here. That's scary. She really was trying to kill herself, Janet. You can go on to social, I'm sorry, you can go and find this video of her.
And I was really trying to kill her. Yeah, she tried to kill herself, but I was really trying to kill her.
I'm not trying to change the topic. I'm not trying to change the topic, but I'm saying that where that she actually admits. No, let me finish for a minute, please. It's sad that she was in a situation that where she felt like, even though she was one of the biggest and most amazing artists on the planet Earth, she considered killing herself. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Ike. So the things that were, thank God, she was not successful at doing that. Okay? But now Ike, when you, since you mentioned Ike, I know a lot of y'all may not like what I'm going to say. But if not for Ike, we probably would not know a Tina Turner. I hate what he did, you know, her. I'm like, you know, looking at the movie, and the movie is a movie. That's what it is.
But it's a movie. But it's
and,
a
and the thing
story.
Is, and the thing is, and the thing is, and the thing is, and the thing is, please let me finish. The thing is that, you know, she even said, she really loves Ike, and she said that Ike really started to change after the fact of where he realized, wow, you are getting more attention than me. That was the problem. When Tina started getting more attention than Ike, that's when Ike started acting like an asshole. Now I'm done.
I feel like he had the asshole, and I don't even curse, before she was getting all that attention.
Okay. That's your thought.
A person goes through until a person goes through physical and emotional abuse.
Okay.
You know, it's not a good thing. It isn't.
Okay, so let me see what, because the only thing I'm saying is that where, according to what I've read, what I've seen, or what she says verbally, is that where there was a change, because for the fact that, in my opinion, Ike thought that he was going to have control of Tina forever. He and in fact, he pretty much did to a certain point, right? And he was going to be. Let me finish, please. Please hold on. You can respond.
I just said, If you don't want me to hang up, I can hang up.
Okay. So after that point, the thing is that where. When he did that, you know, and the way he was operating the whole thing, he wanted control of Tina, you know. And as we've seen in the movie, as we already know in her interviews, and I really wish people would look at her interviews and listen to out of the words of her mouth, not mine or anybody else's, out of the words of her mouth of what she dealt with, okay. I really recommend that, you know. But unfortunately, we've lost a music icon, and wow, I'm just so saddened. I really am, because she wasn't really a R&B artist. She was a rock and roller. She's known now as the rock and roll queen. Even the Rolling Stones said. In fact, Jagger said he learned his moves from her. He learned his moves from her. You know, and that's something that we have to really, we should consider of the connection that artists have with other artists, share with other artists. Tina was older than Mick Jagger. Again, she's left us, but she left something to him, though he's older, and other artists who are going to emulate these legends are going to use those type of styles. I've been a music person all my life. I've been blessed. But I see what they're saying. see what they're trying to share. The keyboard only has so many chords on it. So when people say you're copying, you know, my music, it all depends on the structure of it. That's all that matters. It's only so many chords. But with that being said, I want to go ahead and play another classic from the iconic Tina Turner, born as Anna May Bullock. We'll be right back.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do
I
it.
Never lost
nice.
One minute of
and rough.
Sleep. And I will
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel keep
but then we're
going to
do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary,
the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Ooh, rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in
the
city.
Working for the man
every night and
day. And I never
tribute to the legendary Miss Tina Turner, also known as Anime Bullet. We're going to play one more track, and we're going to come back and talk. We'll be right back.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong? You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What you say?
You got the faith to live in it for. You take the good along with the bad. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
One more try.
You know you love him. You can't understand why he treats you like you do when he's such a good man.
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And we had a couple of topics we talked about earlier, but thing is, on this holiday weekend, we want to give tribute to the legendary Miss Tina Turner. Actually, Anna Mae Bullock, better known as Tina Turner. And I was pulling up a bunch of her great songs, and I was like, wow, there's so many songs. So many great songs that she did, remakes, originals, and everything. And a lot of people are like, who was Tina Turner? Tina Turner was a rocker, to be honest. A lot of the legendary rock and roll artists that we know of today, from the past to the present. Her movements, her vocals, you know, if you really think about and listen to her songs from back in the late 50s into the early 60s, and then what she did in the 80s, her voice never changed. Her style never changed. Never did. Tina always delivered, regardless. So I see another name, or I see another number popping up on the board. What we're going to do is we're going to go through a few songs. As you already seen, I've posted a few other songs. And my co-host, Janet Davis, is here. Janet, do you remember any of these songs here? Because I got many more to come before we get out of here. But Fool in Love, that was written by Ike. And that's kind of ironic when you think about it. Because she was in love with Ike. She said she was in love with Ike. You know, and this is a thing that I want to kind of chime on. You know, people might get mad at me for saying this. You know, I despise what Ike did to Tina. I hate what he did. But I have to say, thankfully, there was a moment where Ike was saying, let me put a microphone in her hand and made her the superstar she became. Granted, he wanted to take credit for it, but if not for Ike Turner, we probably would not have known about Annie Mae Bullock. Am I right? Honestly. Are you there?
You want me? I didn't know you were asking a question.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Ike Turner, we probably would not have known about Tina Turner.
It started out.
I'm not condoning what he did. But to be honest, I mean, if you've seen the movie, listen to what she says in her interviews, that she probably would not have been at the level that she got to. Isn't that kind of like ironic or crazy that, you know, with all due respect to her and the fact that she went through all she went through, she really made a decision of where, hey, I can go further. In fact, she even attempted to commit suicide.
He said that, but Michael, before she met Ike, she was singing in the church, but she still was singing, you know.
I'm saying that. She was singing in the church. No, hold on, Janet. Let me say this. She was singing in the church. That's hypothetical of what she could have done later on down the road. But the thing is that she went to a club. We know the movie, the whole story. She says that majority of that is definitely correct. Okay, if she did not do what she did at the club and then handle the mic, we probably would have never heard about her, have known about her. She probably would never been Tina Turner. Her name is Anna Mae Bullock. If somebody down the road would have saw her name probably would have been Anna Mae Bullock or Anna Mae. Point is that where, again, I say this, I hate what I did to her. I hate when I see the movie and based on the fact, and I told you already, is that where, you know, it's so sad.
Let me know when
I told you already. No, I'm saying that. But I said to you, it's so sad that so many recording artists or artists, you know, a movie's not made until they're gone, their flyers. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, their flowers are gone. They make movies about people who are deceased. Fortunately, her movie was made, and she was alive to see her story being told. And she agreed with that story, right?
She was the one, yeah, they based the story upon what she told them. But what
right.
I want to say is faith, regardless to whether you say it, if it hadn't been for Ike, but for because of God, she would have been great anyway because her story was already written. And,
well, I'm not gonna go into that whole thing. Okay, I mean I understand what you're saying because God is a blessing. God is a blessing. God is a blessing. God is a blessing.
God
and
is
and
the
faith.
One that put her
okay.
where she's
okay.
at. Not
all I agree with you, but all I'm saying at this point in time, with the passing of her, we have been blessed because we know the story of Tina Turner. We know her music. Tina Turner was not an R&B artist. Technically, she wasn't. She was a rock and roll. She was the queen of rock and roll. When you look at groups that come overseas, a group that came overseas and has so much that admired her so much, which was the Rolling Stones. And when you look at Mick Jagger, would dance and act in the same way as Tina Turner. You guys, look, you ain't got to believe me. Do your history. Look at the videos. Go to YouTube and the interviews of their influences. It was individuals like Tina Turner and many more. That's how come Mick Jagger dances and walks in the way he does. And look how old his ass is.
He said it was because of Tina. He models himself after her.
That's what I just said, right. He modeled himself. A man modeled himself after a woman. And nothing wrong with that. The thing is that where he saw an entertainer, and every entertainer learns from somebody else. So I'm going to go forward. I'm going to play some more in honor. And if you guys want to chime in, share your thoughts, I really love for you guys to go ahead and hit the number one that's on the board and share your thoughts about Tina Turner. You know, what does her music mean to you? What affection or what did it mean to you? And are you going to continue to support it, share it? You know, but wow, this woman was amazing. She was not just a rock and roll queen. She was actually an activist. She was an actress. Remember Mad Max, Thunderdome, she played in that. I was shocked when I saw that she was cast to play a character. She did great. But going forward, tonight I want to go ahead and keep playing some more of her great hits. In fact, let's go to one of her classics, Proud Mary.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing. Nice. Easy. We always do it. Nice. And rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish. Rough.
Proud Mary,
the way we do.
Proud
Mary. And we're rolling. Rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down
in the city.
Working
for the man
every night and
day. And I never lost one minute of sleep.
And I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning.
Keep on turning. Proud Mary.
Welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. That was Tina Turner with a classic. If you guys don't know the history of music, Rolling on the River was really recorded by a white band. Okay, many of the songs that Tina Turner did in her early years were versions of rock and roll artists or white artists, and she just put some flavor into it. She just up-templed a lot of them. There's so many songs that she put her own touch to it, for lack of a better term, and they became classics because it was Tina Turner. Wow, amazing stuff. We have more songs from Tina. We're going to keep going from the early stuff into the more recent things that she did before her passing. Janet, you're on the board here. What's your thoughts about Rolling on the River there?
It's a good song. We heard it twice. I don't want to hear it again.
Did I play it already? Okay. I thought I didn't.
No, you played that song twice. So it's a good
okay, so
song.
Let me go ahead. No, I don't think I did. But if I did, I apologize.
Yes,
but
yes,
there's other
did.
Folks that are here on the board, so maybe they're hearing it for the first time. So let me go ahead and pull up something else here that you guys would definitely like. I truly apologize. I thought I already played that. Because I know I played Nutbush. I played A Fool in Love, right? Okay.
You played that twice.
No,
but
I'm
the
saying
first
I played
time, Nutbush. Tina wasn't talking as much as the second one, but you played that twice.
Okay. So let's go into a couple other songs, and I'm going to pull up a little bit of history of Tina. I'm going to let you guys know. Again, she had admitted where she really tried to commit suicide. I saw that video and clip of her saying that, and thank God she was not successful at that. So, let me see which one I want to play next. Oh, everybody's waiting for What's Love Got to Do with It. This one out. This is one I definitely want you guys to hear. This one here. Here we go. Tribute to Tina Turner. We'll be right back.
Come same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
The Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ACL, Atlanta, Georgia. That is Miss Anna Mae Bullock, a.k.a. Tina Turner, a private dancer. We're giving a little short tribute to her this Saturday. I know it's the holiday weekend and people are out and about doing things, but, you know, I have to do this. I can't wait for next week. I have to show my most respect to the queen of rock and roll, and that would be the one and only Tina Turner. Hey, if you're listening in, if you're on the board, whatever, you can go to the chat room. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Chat room. Let me go ahead and get you guys involved. Let me go ahead and open up the board on the chat room, see what your questions or comments are. And if you're on the board, all you have to do right now, if you're listening in live, hit the number one, and I'll open up your mic. You can share your questions or comments right now live. I know most people don't like to do that, but hey, appreciate you chiming in and listening. But we got more great music from the one and only Tina Turner coming up. And see, I think Janice's number dropped. Or did she hang up? I don't think she hung up. I think it dropped. Blog Talk is kind of funny. But hope you guys are having a great holiday weekend. This is Saturday. And most people do their barbecuing and everything on Saturday. Even though the holiday is on Monday, most people celebrate on Saturday. So if you're doing that, fantastic. Great concerts and shows coming up this summer. And hopefully you guys can see some of these great artists coming up soon. Karen White, Tony Terry, a host of others are going to be coming to a town near you. So make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible. Some of the great, I got some saying, some of the great R&B artists from the past are still out here, you know, touring and also have some great new music. Y'all didn't know that, right? Great new music. Check it out. All right, so we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit more of the legend, Miss Tina Turner. Here's one that I really loved of hers. Oh, I see a wave on the board. Let me go ahead and open up this microphone here to this person. 678-491. Your mic is open. Hello. Happy Saturday to you. Happy holiday weekend.
Happy holiday weekend to you.
No, thank you. Is this Michelle?
This is Michelle. How are you, my
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I'm able to do this. But, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Have you been listening to the show for a little bit and heard some of the music?
The music was, oh, wow, just brought memories back when I was a kid. When, you know, my dad used to play a lot of music. I just think that Tina Turner is such a, I'm just sad that she's gone. She's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gone. I mean, she, no matter, she never aged. The woman was beautiful and built. Oh, my God, I wish my body looked like hers. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing that you said it because I had a lot of folks say, you know, I've been in conversation with folks, be like, wow, I can't believe she's gone and everything. But, you know, we can't believe that our icons leave us. You know, and here's something that I found interesting, that where there was a movie made about her life before she left, right? And it's very rare. It's very rare that an artist can see their story being told through a movie, especially a movie like that, right? You know, they're working on one for Michael Jackson. They're probably going to work on one for Prince, but it's very rare. And so I'm thankful. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the Ray Charles story, and we already know the whole thing is dealing with Jamie Foxx, but he did an amazing job portraying Ray Charles. I think Ray was still alive at that time. But, you know, you don't have to wait until a person's gone before you give them their flowers. You follow me? And
I agree.
I'm glad that they made this movie on this iconic individual before she left this earth, before she left this world. And she was just, you know, she wasn't an R&B artist. She was a music artist. Her thing was definitely rock, you know, and you look at where all these rock artists followed her dancing style, not just her singing style, but her dancing style. Mick Jagger even said the energy that she had on stage was amazing, and he copied a lot of that from her. Would you agree?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely a rocker, in my opinion.
Yeah. She definitely was a rocker. And again, I said it earlier, but I'll say that a lot of folks are not going to like for what I'm going to say is that where if it wasn't for her nemesis, her husband, we probably would not have seen the Tina Turner that we saw. It was not for Ike. Not condoning what he did, but that brought the best out of her when she decided to leave Ike, right? And
yes,
realized the strength she had to be her own person. See, that's the thing. We've seen the movie, we've heard her story, but she chose to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be me. Wouldn't you agree? And the thing is that where Ike was totally wrong, but I have to say, I don't agree with what you did, Ike, but I thank Ike for putting a mic in Tina's hands. I really have to say that. That's the only thing I give that man credit for, that you put a mic in her hand. What you did after that was totally wrong. But truth be told, and she even says, she was thankful to Ike. She says that, right?
I mean, I feel like this, just because somebody does you wrong, that doesn't mean that the opportunity that he, you know, like as you said, put a mic in her hand, you know, he was a monster. But the fact that, you know, he put the mic in her hand, she had the talent, and she showed that when she left it.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, those situations do happen in not just in the music business and all kinds of businesses. If you give a person an opportunity and then you try to abuse them because you did that, is wrong. But had he not done that, we have to be realistic. Had he not seen her, we probably would never have known about her. And her story is just so amazing and just so, you know, it's something that where, you know, for me personally, I'm like, wow. I'm in awe. I'm saddened to hear about her passing, but we all have to leave this earth at some point in time. But, wow, Tina Turner has been more than an artist. She's been an activist. She's been an artist, an activist, an actress. You know, you guys can't forget Thunderdome, the movie she was in, right?
Right.
And her character there. So, you know, it's just amazing. But she always had that smile on her face. She always had that energy on stage. And we're going to miss her, but we have to remember her. And we must keep her legacy alive. We really do.
Yeah.
Let me play a track real quick, and I'm going to come back,
okay.
And I see some more folks on the board. I'm going to play another one of her tracks. I was fortunate to download quite a few of them, but let me let you guys hear a few of them that were not number one hits, but I'm pretty sure you're familiar. Some of you might be familiar with some of these songs. We'll be right back. This is TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from APL, Atlanta, Georgia, on your holiday weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back again to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live here from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. That was the one and only iconic Miss Tina Turner, Steamy Windows. I love that song. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, you probably didn't hear it clearly here, but great song, great story, and it had that rock flavor. And that's the thing is that where, you know, when you think back to Ike and Tina Turner, they were loved by everybody, whether you were a rocker or R&B fan. They were loved by everybody. Janet Davis, her call had dropped. I see she's back. Wouldn't you agree, Janet, that the whole Ike and Tina Turner thing before the movie and everything, that they were loved on all genres of music.
Yes, but I still say that she became better and more famous on her own.
Correct.
After,
of course,
she left Ike.
Yeah, and you're right. You're definitely right. But again, you know, and you know, I agree with you on that. But see, here's the thing that I found interesting is that where, if you do the research, and I wanted to go ahead and, which I already did it, but I don't have it written down. I just have a little memory of it, of where, you know, the Rolling Stones wanted them to open for them, and they did. Mick Jagger, you know, when the Stones came to the United States, remember the Rolling Stones from across the pond, as they say, from overseas, and when they got booked here, they wanted Ike and Tina Turner to open for them. You know, back in the day, you always had an opening act, right? That worked out. They were on network television. And Tina Turner was the first, not only black female, but the first black individual to be on the cover of Rolling Stones magazine. The first. Black, not just female, black individual. And we're talking about how many decades ago? That's just historical in its own sense. And then we look at what goes on in music now, of where, you know, and I'm not going to get into that whole thing because what's happening in music now with rappers and everything and this, that, and the other, that's their whole thing. That's a different topic and story. But here's individuals who have, you know, recorded their own originals, re-recorded original stuff that became bigger sellers than the initial artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, some of the white artists, it didn't sell as much as the black artists. We know the history. So, you know, and it's not trying to call anybody out, but the reality of the whole thing, we have to look at it. The reality of it. Tina Turner, she was, she's a trailblazer. She's, you know, she's something that I think that, you know, when you talk about legendary artists, creators, innovators, I should say, an innovator would be her.
Mm-hmm.
She should be considered an innovator. Of not just the music, but the style of music, the style of dress. You know, when you look at the Ikeettes, them girls was shaking their asses and dancing their asses off. I saw a clip where it showed where they had like, I guess, you know, Ike always had control of what was going to be on stage. But they had a, what was it, you know, the shakers in their hands. They had to shake those shakers as they're dancing and everything, you know. But that's something that was so important at that time, being an entertainer,
mm-hmm.
being energetic. Look at what you got now. You got people walking across the stage just with a microphone in their hand and cussing. That's entertainment.
Yep.
Telling you, you sing, you know. Seeing these words, they got on all this ice and gold and all this type of stuff. But when we came up, we had individuals who demanded you to respect the fact that they're busting their ass, moving, shaking, dancing, playing an instrument. And back in the day, hills were not $100-something. Think about it. It's just my point of view. Y'all ain't got to agree with me, but I'm just so amused that where, wow, I can just pick up a microphone and memorize words and demand this. When back in the day, I had to work my ass off. Well, my tickets were only $7. And I probably had another person on the bill with me.
Isn't Taylor Swift, some of her tickets now today, not just 100, but like 1,000? 900?
Depending where you
want to
sit. Yeah, depending on where you want to sit. Now, with all due respect, I have to say that where I'm looking at where a lot of the old school artists that, Tony Terry is going to be performing, along with Karen White and a host of others. So they put together in Texas, I think. In fact, they're doing something on Sunday. I think it said the 27th. But what's so great about this whole thing is that where, obviously, there's a promoter that knows what they're doing, hopefully. They know what they're doing. They put together this whole package of some great, great artists to perform in Texas, right? Every artist is going to get paid. And mind you, artists are not going to come there and wait to get paid later. You have to have that in escrow in advance. I think they still do it through escrow. You get a payment in advance. But the thing is that where, when you do that, that's great, right? In the business sense, I think that's awesome for these artists that are legends or the ones that we love to hear their classic songs to be able to perform, because summertime is here. And there's a lot of great concerts that are going to be coming up in your neighborhood. Trust me. I know there's a lot that's coming here to Atlanta. So there should be many that's going to be in Houston, Texas, Dallas, all over the country. But these old school artists are still out here getting booked. They're still out here getting bookings. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that those concerts, I think, are probably the most amazing ones. Now, no disrespect to the rappers, but I'd be afraid to go to a rap because there's too many stories of shootings and violence and this and the other and fights and all that type of stuff. I might like the rapper, but I ain't coming to see your ass. Honestly, that's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem. And that's the thing that, I try to talk about here. And I'm fortunate to, you already know, I'm fortunate to know a lot of artists and promoters and everything. Coming up soon, we do have a former music individual. This cat, he's worked with Sade, I'm not going to even say all the names, but he's coming on. Mr. T.C. Tompkins is going to be coming on. I'm trying to see if I can schedule him for next Saturday. He said that he will definitely come on the show. He has a book out, and this is an individual who knows the industry. He knows it.
It looked like he worked with over 40. I lost count on how many people he worked with.
Right.
I lost count.
40 different. I mean, labels, artists. He's been in the game all his life.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what direction is the game going into now? And is it all about, it's just me? It's just about me, the artist? It's just me, the person, make all the money I want to make and this and the other? It's like I want to say it, but I don't want to say it yet. And I'm going to do a show about that. Because it makes no sense of where, okay, you love this artist and everything, but what is this artist doing for you? What is going back into the community for you? Why are you spending all this money on this and that and the other, and nothing's coming back to you? Okay, I understand that a person with a talent should have the right to make money off of it. But don't sit up here and tell these kids to believe in the words that you say and follow the lifestyle that you share, and you don't give a shit about them. Don't do that.
But a lot of artists nowadays, I feel, they do give back to the community.
Some. I won't say a lot. Some do. And some do it under the guise of they don't want to be, you know, known to do so. I know the whole game. I get it. But there's not enough going on in certain communities of where it's having an effect. You follow me? It's not having an effect.
I don't feel you should give all your money. I mean, yeah, you can be.
I'm not saying that. At some point, there's a lack of communication between the artists who say, "Hey, I want to work with this. You know, I want to stop this crime in this area." There's a lack of communication with law enforcement. There's a lack of communication with the local government of where we're not seeing any results. That's the problem I see. You can talk a good game, but show me of where you all are working together. Show me. Show the community. You ain't got to show
not,
me
not
shit.
Just
show the community.
But everybody needs to work together. Not just show or show me. But everybody.
No. I think you misunderstand what I'm saying. Look, if I was a millionaire, okay, if I don't want my name out there that I'm helping the community, then I'm a sorry ass millionaire, because I should be happy to say, hey, look, I have a concern about what's happening here. Then I'm sorry as hell. Honestly, if I really feel like, you know what, I'm concerned about this neighborhood, my neighborhood. I'm concerned about the people who are growing up in this area that I grew up in, okay? I shouldn't be ashamed to say, hey, look, I'm going to help out as much as I can. I'm going to communicate with law enforcement here, and we're going to come up with a plan. We're going to come up with something to stop gang violence, protect the elderly in our community. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. But, I mean, if folks that live in those areas, and I'm not saying that there's artists out there that do not care about their communities. I'm sure they do. Some just don't want to be involved or their name be involved in it. Some are man enough to do so. But, as a black community, can't just turn around and say that's somebody else's problem. We can't do it any longer. Because, see what happens? People ignore what we complain about. People who don't give a shit about the black community be like, see, y'all don't know how to work, you know, together. But Hispanics do. Asians do. White folks do. Or I should say, Caucasians, they work together. The African American community is historically known to not work together in their communities. And that's a fact. In recent times, history shows that we had our own towns, and they were burned out, they were put underwater. History shows that, but some individuals don't want that history to be known in our schools. No, we can't share that. We can't share the facts. Why not? You know, what is it called? Oh, theory? Your thoughts about it? We're not going to allow that in our schools. But it's history. It's a fact. It's the truth. So now you want to whitewash it? But here, I'm not going to whitewash shit. Excuse my language, y'all. And it's not my intention to say what I'm saying here. It's my intention to be honest with myself and be honest with each other. We're going to always do this on the show. I'm always going to invite folks on this show to be open and honest. I'm always going to do that. So with the closing of Tina Turner, which that's what we were talking about, she was an activist. She was an innovator. She was a person who actually got other people to think a different way. And we have to, you know, not just look at the fact of her passing, but make sure that she's not just remembered as a rock and roll artist, a singer, a dancer. You know, think about it. She moved to another country. What makes you move to another country? What makes you make that decision? Why did she move to another country? Anybody ever
question
that?
She wasn't getting the recognition here like a lot of other artists. They weren't getting paid like a lot of other artists.
I know a lot of other artists that I know a lot of other artists, and you know some that's been on the show that live in other countries, right? That's been our guest, right? You know a couple of them that I know that's been a guest on our show that live in other countries and constantly traveling in Europe and getting paid. You're right. Without further ado, let me play a little bit more of the legend, the icon. Let's check this out. We'll be right back. You listen to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. I have more to come. You're going to love the last one. Here we go.
You come to me. Give me everything.
Okay, welcome back. I'm sorry, you guys. I had a little issue here with Blog Talk. That was, of course, Tina Turner, simply the best. You know, there's so many songs she did, remakes. She did so many songs. She worked with Phil Spector, which later on Bill became a criminal, right? I'm sorry, I have to open up a mic here. I had on mute for a moment here. Okay. So, all right, Janet, are you there? Jen, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I was wondering if you were.
Yeah, yeah. What happened? It just, I mean, Blog Talk can be amazing at times. But anyway, I'm back. But think about it where there's a lot of songs that Tina Turner did I'm not able to play, you know, tonight. It would take forever to play. But, you know, Simply the Best was one of her greatest hits, greatest album charts songs. But she did a lot of work with Phil Spector. You guys remember him. He was convicted of a murder. And, you know, you have to think about it where, you know, here you are, an artist, and you work with this person, and all of a sudden they're in so much trouble with the law. And it's like, wow, you know. And I never knew, like I said, that she committed or she attempted to commit suicide. We do know in the movie she worked with Bill Spector, and she did they did an album, I Can Tina Turner with Bill Spector, you know, and it became very a very good album. There was a hit single called River Deep, Mountain High, you know. I just can't play every song, but over the time I will come back and play a few of the classes from time to time here on the show. Coming up on TMTS, we're going to have a conversation with a music executive. Mr. T.C. Tompkins is going to be joining us. We're trying to schedule if we're going to do this Saturday coming up or the following Saturday. Great conversation with him. You guys are going to be amazed with all the individuals he's worked with and his journey. I recommend you go ahead and look him up now. Check out his book. It's available. But the name is T.C. Tompkins, okay? Check it out before you check out the show, because it's going to be an amazing conversation. And, Janet, you already looked at it. This guy here,
yes.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? What you
yes.
read?
I'm still reading because it was a book that was sent.
Right.
You know, but he has done a lot. Yes, I was amazed.
Still amazed, and it's just an honor for him to come on and agreeing to come on the show. He left me a message. I'm going to call him Monday and get the time and everything. You guys that are listening in, please check out this conversation with this music executive, R&B, and the artist that he's worked for and worked with over the years, from Sade to Michael Jackson to the list goes on and on and on and on. And I want to say thanks to the one and only Mr. Lee Bailey for introducing me to this individual. You guys are going to love this conversation. Let me go ahead and keep the music going before we run out of time. Again, we're honoring and we're paying tribute to the legendary Miss Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock. We love you. We miss you. I have one more song before I play, the one that I know everyone is waiting for. We'll be right back. An icon, a classic, an individual who really, she really shaped the history of music from rock and roll to R&B, pop, whatever you want to call it. The legendary Miss Anna Mae Bullock, better known as Tina Turner, passed away this week at the age of 83. We're going to miss her. But fortunately, what she left us will be here forever. She left her voice, her convictions, her life. And hopefully, with that being here, that will let us know that no matter what you go through in life and the things that she went through in life, you can still come back from adversity. You can still revamp and change things. The road that you're going down. And she proved that. Keep that in mind. She proved that. She could have easily been a person that we just said, oh, okay, we loved you then, but, you know, you went through this whole thing and, you know, we can't help you. She helped herself with the help of others, but she helped herself. and got back on that, what she loved, that stage. Before we go, I want to go ahead and say thanks to all the callers. Thanks to my co-host who called in, the one and only lady of the house, Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Also, I want to thank Time and Chip. As you all know, there's other co-hosts that been on the show, and, you know, they got things they have to do, and unfortunately, they're not able to join us every Saturday. Denise L. Wilkerson, congratulations to the group Sky and the ladies of Sky. They've been over in France touring and really burning down the house over there. I'm so happy for them. Look forward to them coming back, the ladies of Sky, and sharing that journey. But before I go, I want to go ahead and let Janet give a shout-out. Janet, what's your shout-out before we get out of here?
I just want to say that Tina was able to overcome many obstacles, and she overcame them with the help of the Lord. Without him, she would have not been able to get through. And, you know, I just, for other artists that might be going through the same thing, you know, hopefully you'll be able to overcome your obstacle also.
Okay. Who was 678-491? You're still on the board. What's your final words? And thank you for calling in. I'm sorry, I forgot who that was. Your mic is still open.
It's me, Mike. It's Michelle.
Michelle, okay. Michelle, I'm sorry. Because you don't normally call in. So, I mean, I memorize some numbers, but some I don't. But, Michelle, thank you so much for chiming in for your first time, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate your input. What's your final words?
Just the great memories that we're all going to share, you know, about Tina and how amazing she was and, you know, the joy that she brought into different people's lives. I think what my final will be, that I'm just grateful.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. I appreciate that. Hey, you guys, don't forget, every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio, you can tune in to the TMGS, the Michael Gaze Show. And like I said, coming up, great conversations. Summertime is coming. Great concerts are coming up in your neck of the woods. I'm looking at where there's a lot of legendary R&B artists are posting and sharing a lot of great concerts that they're going to be on. Wow, Tony Terry is back out there. Many others, of course, Karen White. Many others are going to be at a venue near you. Go ahead and support these artists. Please do. Tickets are not expensive. Honestly, there's a lot of them that are like $40, $60, $80, you know, not $180. But a lot of different events are happening somewhere in your neck of the woods. So support these artists. Enjoy some great R&B music all summer long, wherever you are. Okay? All right, you guys, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. You know, I didn't think I would get many callers, but I'm thankful for the ones that did, and by it being a holiday weekend. And I see some callers here on the board that they don't like to talk, but they do listen. Thank you. But we're going to get out of here. Final track I'm going to play, and we're going to end the show on this one. You know, when you think about it, some artists, their story is told after their passing. Fortunately, Tina was here and her flowers were given while she was alive when they made the movie What's Love Got to Do with It? One of the most amazing actresses in movie history played her role. We all know who she is. I watched a clip of her explaining how honored she was to do the role. And you can look it up. Wow. so much love and respect. So without further ado, let me play the last song of the night, and we'll see you next Saturday. God bless you guys.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what love got to do? Got to do with it.
Much love to Tina Turner. Hey, you guys. Good night. God bless. Peace.
Good night.